This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Turkey now has four suspects in custody tied to yesterday's attack on the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. This from a Turkish news agency. Three police officers died in the shootout, along with three attackers. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Istanbul.
Authorities have identified three Turkish gunmen who were killed in the battle, which also left three Turkish policemen dead. Turkey's interior minister says two of the attackers have criminal records. In the aftermath of the attack, the American ambassador to Turkey has stepped up security around other U.S. military and diplomatic installations across the country.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Istanbul. More than 1,000 Americans have gotten sick in the salmonella outbreak. That makes it the largest of its kind this decade. But the investigation continues to puzzle the feds. It started with certain raw tomatoes, and the advice is still to avoid red round, plum, and Roma tomatoes. Now they're expanding to look at jalapeno peppers and fresh cilantro. Add those ingredients and a few more, and you get salsa. Some victims recall eating fresh salsa, not the kind in a jar, before getting sick. So now the government also recommends avoiding raw jalapeno and serrano peppers. A bill to cancel a pay cut to Medicare doctors is on the way to the White House. This after fierce lobbying and high drama on the Senate floor. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The Medicare bill failed by one vote to reach the 60 needed to proceed just before the July 4th recess, but Democrats were ready this time. They even called back Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts, where he's been undergoing treatment for a brain tumor. But while Kennedy got a standing ovation from his colleagues, his vote turned out not to be decisive. A blistering ad campaign by doctors during the break prompted nine more Republicans to switch sides on the bill, producing a 69-30 vote for the measure. It passed the House with an even bigger majority 2 weeks ago. President Bush could still veto it. He objects to the fact that it reduces funding for private insurance plans that participate in Medicare. But if he does, it's likely to be quickly overridden by lawmakers concerned about their reelection chances.
NPR's Julie Rovner reporting. Today, the Senate's got its eye on the State Department. Senators are taking a closer look at passport privacy. An investigation found celebrity passport records are frequently accessed by State Department employees who aren't supposed to peek. There are Senate hearings today on the issue. There isn't a bad seat in the House. You hear that a lot about certain theaters and stadiums. But you can't really know unless you try them all. A California man takes that thinking as far as it can go. This week, he broke the world record for most seats sat in 48 hours. He changed chairs a lot and broke the record by sitting in 39,250 seats at the Rose Bowl. But he didn't stop. There are more than 92,000 seats there, and he'll sit in all of them by the end of the week. He's also sat in every seat at the University of Michigan's 107,000-plus capacity stadium. That's your news and stuff. It's all online all the time at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
That's one of those records just to set a record. Can you think, Mark, of a practical reason to do that?
To appear in the book. But I must say that the previous person, I don't know by how much he broke it. I'd love to know, like, how many seats. Like, it could have just been a movie theater or something.
Yeah. We don't know what the bar was. But it was, whether high or low, it was ridiculous. I think we can agree. Yes.